Unit 8. Movie Franchises. 8F. Exercise 1. Page 71.
Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Today's guest is James Mason, a location scout. He's the one who finds the best places to shoot a movie, and he's here tonight to tell us all about how you can rent your house out as a film location. Welcome to the program, James.
Thanks for having me.
If you rent out your house as a filming location, you can make some extra money. It seems to me that this is something you can do with minimal effort, and it would be really cool to see your house in a film or on TV. Is it as simple as it sounds?
Well, if you live in a country manor house or a cool city apartment, it is very easy to rent it out for filming. Although these are definitely popular film location choices, you don't have to have this kind of home. All sorts of properties are suitable, including farmhouses, modern homes, period homes, townhouses, houseboats, basement apartments, and family homes. Houses in London are always popular, but not always available, so filming might take place in a house in another city, and then in the film it is passed off as London, where in fact it may be Bath or Newcastle. There are no restrictions really. If the filmmakers like it, it's selected.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what's the first step in the process?
Well, first you need to register with a location agency. There are several to choose from. Just search online and choose the one with the best reviews. You usually just fill in an online form and add photos of the different rooms and areas in your home. The agency staff will review your application and decide if your house is approved. If it is, then it is listed in their location library. Then location scouts like me will visit their website and look through their catalogue of locations and choose the ones they would like to see. We give some details of the project and shooting dates and then talk with the owner to discuss the project and availability of the property.
That sounds simple.
It is, but before the booking is confirmed, we may visit the house more than once and the camera crew need to check out some technical matters to make sure they can work out what equipment they will need. The homeowner needs to make sure they are happy with the arrangements, the size of the crew, the fees and insurance and so on.
Okay. So, once the arrangements are made, what happens then? Do you have to move out of your house while the filming takes place?
That's a possibility, but not always. This is something that you can discuss before you sign the contract. You must make sure your house is clean and tidy before the film crew arrives, though.
Of course. How long will the film crew be there every day?
Generally, shoots are 12 hours a day, but they can run longer, and this is charged as overtime.
Okay. And do filmmakers sometimes make changes to your house?
Well, a set stylist will most likely change a few things and add props, and sometimes a set decorator may ask to redecorate parts of the house, but it is completely up to the homeowner whether they agree to this or not. You should remove all your valuables and breakables. After filming is finished, the production company is responsible for returning the location to its original look and condition and repairing any damage.
Right. So there you have it, listeners. A quick and easy way to make some money is renting your house out for filming. We'll take a short break now and then...